It is a pleasure to talk to you. Nikki Giovanni is going to be at Washburn University this upcoming Thursday for a WooMester event where they tackle social change. And I'm glad to talk to you, Nikki. How's everything going with you?
Really well. Thank you. Really well.
Yeah, I see coming up, which is amazing to me. There's a commemoration for the 70th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education coming up in May. What does that mean to you when I speak about the Brown versus Board of Education?
Well, I was born during that period.
Yeah.
So I am a daughter, we could call it that. I'm a daughter of segregation. So it was very, very uplifting. We were very happy that we had finally won a case. And I'm so glad, frankly speaking, that it's not being tried now, or I'm sure the Supreme Court would never agree that separate is inherently unequal. Look at Clarence Thomas, and look at some of the other justices. I'm sure that the case might lose. Yeah. So I'm glad to see that we won one, and we're going to continue. And I'm sure we in Topeka and we in Kansas will be out to vote, because we have to be out to vote to make sure that some of these people, of course, some of them should go to jail. And I hope that, of course, President Trump goes, or former President Trump, I would love to see him go to jail. And I'd like to see Supreme Court Justice Thomas be arrested for some of the things that he has done in terms of taking money from rich people. Mm. You can take money from poor people, but it's called theft.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that I was born when I was born. That was a long, and I didn't mean to ramble.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was going to ask you as well, because as you see, they're trying to change all these education laws when you think about what the state of Florida is doing, and some of these other states who are trying to say that slavery didn't exist or don't even want to teach it in schools nowadays, it seems like.
Right. That is unbelievable. I'm still having trouble. It really is unbelievable that he fires 30 people, and all they were doing is trying to make sure that education was separate but equal. Mm-hmm. It was actually education was equal, and that black and brown youngsters had an opportunity to go to school. I couldn't believe that, you know, the governor is a fool and an evil one at that. I just couldn't believe that he's saying, well, we're not going to do it. So we know that some of the other states are going to follow that. We don't want, you know, actually, they're saying, you know, well, black people are actually happy being enslaved. And so we're going to try to enslave them again and see if they can't be happier. it's insane. You know, it's insane.
What would you like to see change in politics today in 2024?
I would. I think the most important thing is that we have to continue. We who are black have believed in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we have stood up for the Constitution. And I think that we cannot let some of the, I'm stuck with the word evil, mm-hmm. people take us away from that and make us think it doesn't matter. That I've talked to people say, well, it doesn't matter if I vote or not. Well, actually, yes, it does. We fought for 200 years to be able to vote. It matters that you vote. And this election, 2024 presidential election, you're not getting a choice. You can forget about it. You can forget about it. I have an opinion, or I wish that Joe Biden had done something else. Joe Biden, as we know, will live forever, because nobody wants to see Kamala Harris be president of the United States. So we can vote for Joe Biden and know that he'll be around and eventually do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Nikki Giovanni is on with us right now. She will be at Washburn University this upcoming Thursday. She is the keynote speaker, and this event is actually free for the public over in Topeka. So it's going to be going on from 6 to 8 p.m. in the White Concert Hall in the Washburn University campus. As you speak to some of the young people today, what is your message to the youth as far as trying to make social change in these days and time, especially with more information with social media and just a lot of people just putting out stuff? What would you say to the youth today?
I would say, first of all, you have to maintain some hope. And I think a lot of people are trying to make young people feel hopeless and feel that what they say and what they think doesn't matter. And you've got to have hope. We come from of people who for 200 years were enslaved, and they continued to have hope that something would change. And I'm not, and I wouldn't try to tell anybody about going to church or not going to church, but or what to believe in. But church is important because the first thing when we were free, when we finally, the Civil War was over and the 14th Amendment was passed, we built a church and then we built a school. And these are the two things that are going to carry us forward. I think it's very, very important that we become involved, and that if we're unsure of what we're feeling right now, because there's a lot of anger out there, I'm sure you know that. And even with the anger, we have to say that the anger is anchored in something. And we anchor our anger in the fact that people, that some people, Supreme Court, the former president, and people like that, really, and the governor, just to mention a few, Governor Abbott of Texas, and yes. They really want us to think that we have no voice. And the young people have to know you have a voice. And if you're not sure how you want to use it, at least start to learn something.
Amen to that. Nikki Giovanni will be at Washburn University this upcoming Thursday. Anything you want to mention about your appearance on Thursday? Did you want to tell anybody for them to come pull up and see you?
Well, I hope that, they come out if they feel like it. And, of course, Topeka is so important, that home of Gwendolyn Brooks and Coleman Hawkins. Mm. So you can see that there's a lot of art coming out of Topeka. And I think that's wonderful. And I think that, again, young people have to say, well, what's important here? And what's important here is, one, love. And we have to learn to love each other, because that would be really good. And I think happiness, and then Al Green saying that, love and happiness.
Love and happiness, yes.
I think that's important. And I think that you have to continue to find something to laugh about. But you have to also know that some things are serious. And I'm not trying to tell them, because young, it's not easy being young. Mm-hmm. I said that badly. It is not easy being young. And I think the first thing you have to know is that you're in a position that's not easy. It's not easy being a college student now. And I think that it's really good that Joe Biden has been reducing or actually forgiving federal student loans, because we want people to be educated.
Yes.
And we don't charge to go to kindergarten or first grade or fifth grade. And I think that it's good that we're beginning to give loan forgiveness for people going to college. We just have to think about what we want out of our citizens. And what we want is an intelligent, compassionate citizenry. How do we get that? We have to treat people as if they were intelligent.
I appreciate your time. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your point, Nikki. I'm sorry.
And compassion. Because, people kind of laugh at, I don't know if anybody's listening to us right now. If somebody has a funny nose or they have a limp or something, people want to laugh at them. Well, there's nothing funny about that. And I really dislike, if I may, Chris Rock, when he was laughing at...
Was that Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada,
Yes.
That, she was bald-headed. Like, that was funny. There's nothing funny about being a black woman. There's no damn joke there. And I think that we need to stop picking on each other and picking on ourselves. We have to find that which is good and that which is strong, and we have to support each other.
I love the message that you gave to me, Nikki, today. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you. And trust me, I'm pushing voting in that word that you just said earlier. We do need to vote. We've been pushing that word all year. We're going to continue to push it. Matter of fact, again, deadline approaching tomorrow to make sure that your voter registration is up to date. So make sure you do that if you're listening right now. Thank you for your time, Nikki. I appreciate you. And much success to you at your speech here coming up on Thursday at Washburn University.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.